Kudvak, we're about to start Shinayin Tes. However, I want to revisit something we discussed at the end of Shinayin Ches. Last week I discussed that there was a Mishnah Berurah b'shem Habach that said that which we have this Ptur by a Dvar Mitzvah, Hov Anog Kenu Ptzurin, is only by a Hezek Katan but not by a Hezek Gadol. We had trouble with exactly what the Pshat in the Bach would be. And I didn't know where this Bach was. There's a Yid, Rav Shlomo Kogan, who lives in Kensington, who called me up Sunday night and told me that he was listening to the Shia on Kol HaLashon, and the Bach is in Simen Samach Beis in Chuvis. Okay, it was a reason to go find. So I looked up the Bach to see what's going on, where he's coming from. The Mishnah Berurah was only coming from Rav Baruch Frankel. Rav Baruch Frankel quoted the Bach without telling you where the Chuva was. It was a bit difficult. So I looked at the back. The back says the following. The Ramah says that if it's going for Dvar Mitzvah, you're potter. The Mechabit's case was coming from a Chuvas Harash, where there was a Chosen Yotze Michupasai, and another Sus ran into this Chosen, and he was Mechayiv him for the Hezek. It wasn't Mechayiv for the Alila that the Akum was causing him, but it was Mechayiv him for the Hezek, which is the Mechabit's case. So the back is bothered by if we have this Ptur, that by Dvar Mitzvah Yopato, how come over here in the Chubas Harosh, when Yates Mesudas from the Chosim V'Kalum, when they're going out from the Chupasam, over there it's also Dvar Simcha, the Rosh says, it was a Simcha, and he was Mazik during his Simcha, and yet the Rosh is Machayiv, it's a Chastira, how could it be? Vimtim Tzolayma, that if you look at the Makar of the Rishonim, where they're coming in Sukkah, the Rosh himself brings out such a Teretz HaTaisis and doesn't like the Teretz and says a different Teretz, or maybe the Rosh doesn't hold the Ptur of Simcha, says it's not Mestavr that the Rosh in the Tshuva should say Nemon for Apshitas, that the guy is Chayiv and not mention to you it's Machloikis and Stam to be Maitzi Momin. Akoch is Dr. Bach, one thing is klar. Akoch, you have to say a Chilik, that it's not a Stira. The Tshuva is Harosh, which is talking about, the Machab's case, talking about Shin. The Mechav doesn't say how much. Okay, but the truth is that Rashi was talking about that he was Chayiv Shin 300, whatever, Dal, not Dal, Zuvim, whatever it was, which is considered a Hefsid Gadol. That's why he was Mechayiv, because the whole Ptur of Simcha is only a Ptur on a Hefsid Kotel, not by a Hefsid Gadol. That's what the Bach is Mechad, which means he was Machriach, his Chilik, from this Chuvas Harosh, how does it stem? Now, Lamaisa, the Mechav leaves out that part of the Chuvas Harosh. He doesn't mention that it was talking about a chosin. He just says, "Bo echad reichav b'susa." He doesn't mention the whole union of simcha. But in the Chuvas Harosh, who does mention simcha, and yet was machayev akocha, you have to say this chilek that by hefse gadol is different. That's what the Bach was trying. That's what the Bach paskin. So Baruch Frankel brought it. The answer Mishnah Berurah went with the Bach. Now the Maase is, truth be told, I believe this Bach, if this is what the Bach is coming from, the Bach is a shitas yakud. Because this shaila, how to shtim the Mechaba with the Ramah, so to speak, how to stem this Chuvas Harosh with the Halacha, the Minig for Dvar Mitzvah, for Simcha, it's Pata, is already the Bach Kasha over here. The Bach himself is the Kasha, and the Bach doesn't give that Teretz. The Bach gives a different Teretz. The Bach says that the Rosh was talking about Mika Adin, but Malkam Shalai Noagu, that they didn't have such a Minig. But in Echanami, if you have such a Minig that people got Freilich by Dvar Simcha, and Echanami, you'd be Pata. So does that mean from the Bach Elain himself held that Shin Zuvim is not a problem to be potter for a Dvar Simcha? And the Rosh was Machayiv was only because the Rosh was going Mikadin and he didn't have this Minig. But if he would have the Minig, the Rosh himself would also potter. And it's not just the Bach here. If you look in the Goyin, it's Ifkot and Chof Hei, it's bothered by the Shaila, and he says, V'af Sheharosh B'tshuva Hanal, Gamkin Mayri B'chia Gavno, is also talking about such a case of Dvar Simcha. Still, it's not a problem, because Harosh Azul L'shitasai. The Rosh Tanka goes L'shitasai in Sukkah over there, Shechelik Azeb B'psakov, U'pirshke P'rsheni Sholtaisis. Void Yeshla into my season of the Chulu. He had a different pshat, and the Rosh Taka doesn't hold of this Petur of a Dvar Mitzvah, of the Simcha of by a Mitzvah, or Simcha Stam, a Hezek by a Dvar Simcha. So that's why the Rosh was Mechayev. But Lididan, that we go like Rav Rishonim, Mordechai, Vishah Poiskim, who hold like the first Teretz of Taisis, and Echlam, we parted for a Dvar Simcha. So the Goyin was also bothered by the Shaila, and the Goyin says that the Taka, the Rosh doesn't hold of it. But Lididan, we do hold of it. So again, like the Goyin, and this Teretz is not just the Goyin, it happens to be the Yam Shishleima says this Teretz as well. So like the Yam Shishleima and the Goyin, it comes out that in the case of the Chuvas Harosh, which was talking about a chosen, and a chanami, he would have been patur lididan, because we hold that when it's a dvar simcha, you're patur. Even though it was a hefty skum of 300 zeruvim or whatever it was. And it's really bemis, it's madrig like that, the machaba. Why did the machaba leave out the halacha of chosen for? He's matik the tshuva zarash and just left out chosen. And the reason l'choyre is the reason why he left out chosen is because he held that had it been a chtaka chosen, it would be potter because of dvar simcha. But the etzim vod of the Rosh he wanted to bring down because it was chedushim like we discussed last week. So he brought it down, boyfriend, that you don't have the p'tur of simcha. But if it will be simcha, you'll be pata, even though it's a skum gadol. And the Maaseh is, you can even say further, the Knesset HaGdela also asked this kash on the Rosh. And Knesset HaGdela says, even the Rosh be'emes holds that for dvar simcha you'd be pata. The Rosh of, is in the Tshuva's Machayiv. He's saying that the person who was mazik to chosen wasn't part of the chasen. It wasn't part of the entourage who was supposed to be freilich. It was tamar outsider. So that's why he'd be chayiv. He was chayiv. And in a chanami, if it would be part of the simcha, part of the sudas chosen, whatever, the simcha of the chosen, and the chanami would have the p'tur. And the Knesset HaGdela also says that, and that's why it's Meduik in the Mechaba. The Mechaba leaves out the word of Chosin because he didn't want to get into that because Taka Chosin would be a part. And it's not, I found others who say it like that as well.
What was the Shaila then? If it wasn't Taka Chosin from the part of the simple, what was the Shaila should be put there?
No, the Achronim ESA Shad, that what the Tshuva Zerosh saying that was a Chosin was leaving the Chupasi and got Kenisim. So Pasha, the Tshuva Zerosh is talking about it was part of the thing, and yet you see the Rosh was Mechayiv even though it was a Dvar Simcha. No, that's not Pshat on the Rosh. The Rosh was talking about where he was a fremdo. And what was the Shaila? He was downing, like we discussed last week. There might have been a Ptur of Regel, he might have been an Oynes, whatever the Chidushim that the Rosh had a Bavon in the Tshuva. But Enoch Hanami is not talking about one of the people who were part of the Simcha. And Enoch Hanami, the guy part of the Simcha, would be Potter. So you see that the Yamshe Shloima, the Knesset HaGdola, the Bach himself, the Goyin, they all didn't have this new chilek that by a hefsek gadol all of a sudden you're potter. The
Pele, well, the Bach himself, you could say the meaning is that by a hefsek gadol we
talk. No, but he's trying. He's machriach this from this theory, right? I mean, you want to come out, if Taka the minig will be, everything is talking about some minig, if the minig Taka is Yimachayiv, Yimachayiv. I'm not going against the minig. I'm talking about an absence of that minig.
I'm trying to figure out the Mishnah Berurah.
Well, so what was the Mishnah Berurah doing? So I don't know. My only sort of limit course on the Mishnah Berurah is that Taka didn't have the back inside. He didn't know where the Bach was, because uncharacteristic, he doesn't tell you the Maramalkim. He only got it from Rabbi Frankel. He didn't know where the Bach was coming from. Maybe he held that Shin Zuvim wasn't considered Hefse Godos, Memelo. He didn't see from here any Raya for Ket from the Bach. But in Akram, if you see the Bach inside it, he only spared his whole halacha from this halacha, Shin Zuvim. You see all the Akronim. And the Goyin, in the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning, writes that the Goyin is like, that's it. Makhlek is Akronim, Makhlek is Akronim. But if there's a Goyin, it's all over. He gives a lot of weight to the Goyin. He has a Goyin here that says faket. I mean, like, it's a dove of chadash, unless, or the Mishnah Berurah was just telling you that the minig was like that. Like you're saying, that maybe in a chanami, let's say, lav mitam debach, but the halacha kamoisi is for a different reason, because maybe the Mishnah Berurah knew that the minig was that when it was a hefse gadol, they were machayiv. Could be that. I don't have a good eitzah for the Mishnah Berurah, but I do know that this bach is a das yachad. In fact, he's even arguing with himself what he writes over here in Shinayin Ches. All right. Another nukud I want to go back into is just to touch this halakha up. I believe I was unclear last week because I see people afterwards and during the week had a problem understanding this. What is the reason why you're potter if you are mazik by a dvar simcha? The Ramaz lashon is hoyel v'nagu kain, you're potter. Because you're noig, that's how they do it by simcha, they are potter. What's the reason why you're potter? Look, are you a mazik, are you mud loilim, you have to be chayv. Why all of a sudden here you're potter? So there's a Darki Moshe in Arachaim, the end of Tofresh Tzadivov, and it's also a Bach in Yoredeh at the end of Simon Kuf Pebeis. Toich Divrayim, the Mavliya, that the reason why you pot over here is because Hefka bez din Hefka. You need a Ptur. The reason why you pot is because Hefka bez din Hefka. It appears that they hold that Hayoisis was a Simcha Shom Mitzvah, and it was important for Chazal held it was important that people should be freilich when they do mitzvahs and they do Simchas Kosam Akala or whatever it is, Simchas Purim, whatever it is, and they wanted people to keep that up. So therefore, and they knew that people are going to sometimes mazik each other, and if you're going to be chayev, people are going to stop being so freilich. So memela, to keep the simcha shel mitzvah up, they made a hefka bezen hefka that the person is going to be potter. The mazik is potter. That's what it seems from the document. Abak is understanding. I mean, so it comes out from them that this whole patur was only said by simcha shel mitzvah. If you left stam is choy, because stam is simcha that people are playing together and having fun with each other, you wouldn't have this patur, because the whole patur is geboit on a klal of hefka bezen hefka. The ma'ase is that's not true. From the steam of Haloshim the Ramah that says derech simcha v'schayik v'chein b'shar dvay simcha, and he doesn't mention it has to be simcha shel mitzvah. And even more so, if you, the Baragayla that we quoted last week is coming from the Aguda. The Aguda, I looked it up. The Aguda says, V'chem pesakti l'fomim b'shabosas b'chotze b'es ha-knesses. Kids are coming to shul on Shabbos. The fathers are davening. The kids are playing in the courtyard. Sounds familiar. Kishem mesachin ha-bachrum u'makim ze'ezeh, he parted them. If they're playing outside, having fun, he's parted. Now, don't tell me it's a mitzvah for kids to fight in the hallway. There's no such, on the chotze b'es ha-knesses. There's no such mitzvah. Yet, if it's the game that that's what they do, they become freilich with each other. You're going to have this patur of a dvar simcha when they're getting a little vil, but it's all in the ruach of simcha, or schoik, whatever the game that they're playing, they'll have a patur. So you see that this patur is not only limited to simcha, to simcha shal mitzvah. The patur is across the board. Every single simcha, even simcha shal rishos, has a patur. So pashas, then it cannot be hotefka bezin hefka. So I saw the Pesachei Choshen says that what is pshat? The pshat is that he learned to hold from Pshat. He learned to hovu nogu kain. He touched it up. Hovu nogu kain means that they were noig to pata. You look around, you see that everybody, when they have these type of hezekim, what do? They pata the guy. They taka namachayv the guy. So it became a minig, minig amokum, minig that whenever we do things out of freilich, out of simcha, of course the simcha is a rishus, but whenever we do it out of simcha, we're going to pata you. It's even though mikadin you should be chai, but it's a minig you should be potter. That's how he taiches it up. I have a problem with that taich, is that first of all, it's not such a great chiddush then. I mean, if you tell me because it's a minig, I mean, everything, you could take the whole shulchan aruch, throw it out. Any halacha in shulchan aruch, if there's be a minig is potter. Hagam the shulchan says chai. Otherwise, he's trying to tell me that gufa was a minig, he's trying to teach me that was a minig. Okay, no. But what's even more shver is that it's a machlokes rishonim. The Rosh argues. The Rosh holds this, the Rosh holds that this is not a patur. If you tell me the minig was that everyone parted, then how could the Rosh argue? The Rosh is not going to argue on minig. Akoka, you see that there is no minig to pata. The minig was just that people were freiluch and they were mazik, but there was no clear minig whether you were chayiv or pata. If Shom Rishonim held that was a reason, whatever the reason is, to be pata him, and the Rosh held that wasn't enough of a reason to pata. But you can't tell me that the minig was gufa, that people were pata, that the minig was not to collect. Then the Rosh wouldn't argue. Yeah, everything is I'll be a minik. Then let me just be moist of another nekuda. We said last week a lavush. The lavush borrows from this halacha that huadin, if I borrow an item and I'm being freilich with this item, I borrow some type of costume or some type of shtick to go with a chasana, and while I'm there, the shtick gets kinizik. And everyone knew that I was borrowing it to be mesameh chosam v'kala. The Levush says that if the mashal knew about that, then he has a p'tur of mesam machmas malacha. Now, that to have a p'tur from, and he spells it from this halacha, the Levush is right over here. To say that you have the p'tur of mesam machmas malacha, you have to say that the mashal knew that it was olul to be genizik, means it was frequent that hezek happened in such circumstances. If you learn like the Pesachei Choshen that it's only that the minig was that they were potter, if they were genizik, you don't see the levushes halak. I'll tell you it wasn't so frequent. Not enough to have this p'tur makes makos malak, let's say, whatever it is. Just the vart was, is that rather when someone was mazik, he has the p'tur because you see that people never teveya. You don't see that it's so frequent that it's kilo like I lent you something that was all to be genizik. You don't see that here. I want to tell you a different pshat. I have a tushtel. I want to tell you that the pshat over here, out the nogu kain, the nogu kain just means that it's nogu, that it was olo to be genizik. And what's the p'tur? Well, there's a halacha later on in Tavchaf Aleph. It's coming from a Tshuva Sarosh. In Tavchaf Aleph Sif Hei, says, Shnaim shenisafku yachad. Two people were fighting with each other. They were wrestling. That was the game they were playing. They're wrestling with each other. And one guy, Reuven, threw down Shimon to the floor and fell on Shimon, and he blinded Shimon, Rachman al-Islan. And the Tshuva Sarosh, and the Mechaber brings it down, Paschal's like that he's potter. I Adamud Loilam, and he was mazik him. So this man says that the pshat why he's potter is because everyone knows when two people are fighting, sometimes people get hurt. Right? Fighting is like a normal people don't fight. Right? People are fighting, becoming a little frail. Look, there is a vulnerability to be hurt in such a matzah. So it's not all the time, it's some of the time, but it happens. And if you went in, al das kein, to fight, to wrestle with your partner, obviously you accepted upon yourself that if chulila you be genizik, you're going to be mecha, the other party. There was a built-in mechila. Shnei were mechlu adadi, that when they fight with each other, as long as the person is not mechavin lahazika, not to hurt him, it's part of their wrestling with each other, part of their game with each other, they're going to be potter, they will mechel each other. That's how the Sma explains the Rosh over there. I got the held slightly different. It's Mishtikum Maduyik, and the Chuvah Zerash may be a slightly different shot. And that is, the Chuvah Zerash really says two svaras why you're part over there. He's Mavli, the two Bavas Achas. He says that there were Machlu Ahadadi. And since Kolechad Yodea, that it's impossible to be Mitzamtzim, not to hurt the person. We're wrestling and we're trying to throw each other down, but I should throw you down only in a way that you shouldn't get hurt. It's very difficult to do. So Mamela the Rosh says that you're a noinus. He invokes two svaras with Azakas. You're a Michael Adadi and you're a noinus. So Sma tries to get out of it that the oinus was Lavdavki, he didn't really mean it, he only meant it as a tzushtel. I think that the Pshat Rosh might be slightly different than the Sma, is that we Bertsoinoi allowed each other to go into a wrestling match, whatever is Nichlal in wrestling. That we did Bertzayna. That we were Mochlo Adadi. Now, that means I allowed you to throw me down. And you allow me to throw you down and throw you around. That we will allow. That Chelik was a Mechilan. Because that's wrestling. That's what we're doing. The extra Tisefis, that you should throw me down, punked in a way that I shouldn't get Genizik, that's the Yefshel Atamtin. That's command impossible to do. So that Tisefis that this person did to his Chava, that person, he was a Ninus. Because to throw him down, he has a right. That was Machla Adodi. That extra Tisefis, well, that's the Yefshel Atamtin. He can't not, well, he should make sure he throws him down, he should hold him while he's throwing him down, and make sure he doesn't get, I mean, you can't wrestle like that. So on that Chelik, he was a Ninus. So Kilu, it's Sirf. You need both to become, to have this ptur, to become potter. You needed that they went into it, they allowed a certain degree of fighting and vild kite, and that was machla adadi, even though they'll get, and that extra part that's impossible to protect, to prevent, and that's why you're a ninus. Either, however you tight it up over there, lachar, that's the same halach over here. By simcha, the people get rowdy, and they do freilich hazach, and whatever it is, and they're running around with susim, or they're dancing, or whatever it is. You know, if you're part of this, you know that sometimes people get hurt, sometimes people's clothing get ripped, whatever it is. You know that that happens. So therefore, when you went in Adas Kain, you joined this simcha, if you're not up to joining the Simcha, if you're not up to that, then don't join. You join the Simcha, you went out, died to look at that, you know, you might get Genizik, you might mazik others, but that's part of being in the Simcha. And Memelo, so you were Machlu Ahadada, you allowed this to happen. It was a Mechila, like my Pshat, it was a Mechila with a degree past that of Oinus, but we allowed each other to do these things because we know that these things are frequent. I think that that is Pshat.
Maybe you could say before the other score about the Hefker, Besen, Hefker. The shot is Hefker, Besen, Hefker is like you said, it was only done for Simcha. But once people got used to the idea when you're in Simcha, there's a Hefker, Besen, Hefker, it became a minig even when it's not a Simcha Shal Mitzvah. In other words, the minig came from that, but it only goes as far as they made it.
I hear, but
they only made it on.
I hear, you're trying to get it, and fine, but.
And the minig would have only gone that far.
I hear. But it's still a stretch, because if you tell me that the only part of it is Simcha Shal Mitzvah, so why did the minig carry over to every...
That's how you
okay,
do
but
it.
How do you evolve?
Oh, okay, Simcha, fine. But, you know how
fine, it, okay. So now let's get to the back to try to...
As far as the back, so it happens that
So if we're going to try to get to the back, so if it would be a Simcha Shal Mitzvah, so you're going to tell me Hefka Bez and Hefka was only on small and not on large? I mean, that's what's bothering you, look, I mean, right? You have to know what pshat is. But if you tell me that this pshat of mine also needs to be mazur, but you have to touch up that when we go into a Simcha, what's frequent is smaller Zekim are frequent, larger Zekim are not frequent. So the fact that I went into this, or the people went, the Nizik went into this Simcha, knowing that he might get hurt, and it was Malkal Adadi, he only entertained getting hurt on a small type of hefzek, because that's frequent. A large hefzek, the hefzek gadol, is so infrequent, so that was lo al-daitam b'chalal, so there was never a mechila on that. There was only a mechila on a normal degree of hezek, but a large, extraordinary hezek, that is no mechila.
Is there such a thing as there's a constraint or a restriction to how much they do during the simcha? And just an example, the mashal, people are dancing. So one person, he's a clumsy dancer, and he kicks people left and right. No one dances like that.
Mashal.
I don't know. I mean, if you tell me that that's how it's done, and everyone knows that in the crowd there's always a couple of clumsy dancers, so then maybe even that's part of the tour. You know, you went into it. You know that that might happen. If not, when you see a clumsy dancer, stay on the other side of the circle. I don't know if you don't want to. I should also mention that Nachum also told me it was the Chuvus Habak and Tzitzan. It never occurred to me to look up. He immediately looked up the Chuvus Habak, thinking that if it's not here, it must be there. But God, since then, I got to saw a lot of people quoting this Chuvus Habak. But at the end of the day, if he goes into the Simcha before and he carries a sign, I'm not Michael's son, hurts me. I mean, once he's there, that's it. He was Michael. He's not
Nemzis. People want to think, let's say you have a car service business. You know, people call and they're going to take the airport and they're not going to.
Right? 100%. No. You have to be a man. You have to be a man. This is how people do. Normal people dance also, right? Normal person is not a person doesn't call back. All right, fine. Let's move on to Shinayin Tess. Shinayin Tess is sort of a sikum to Shinayin Ches. It just gives practical application of what we learned in Shinayin Ches of Shnayin Bishos. And let's go through. It should be pretty easy. Sif Aleph. Shnayim shayu ma'alchum b'shus haradmim. Zebo b'chavitoi v'zebo b'karosai. One is carrying a barrel and one is carrying a beam. That's not a good mix. We'll see. Upagu zebezeh, and they bump into each other. V'nishpura chavitz b'kairah, and the barrel was damaged from the kairah. Pata. He's pata. Why? Shalezeh v'shus lahalech ulezeh v'shus lahalech. The Bala Chavis had Vishos, and the Bala Kaira had Vishos. So what is this? This is Shneim Vishos. Now we learned before in Shinai Ches, when you have Shneim Vishos, Huzku Yapata, if it's a passive damage Yapata, but Hiziku Zezeh, if it was a proactive damage, you're going to be Chayiv. The Kaira over here, Shteit Faket. Here Shteit, because both of them have Vishos, then even if the Bala Kaira damaged the Bala Chavis, his Chavis, he's going to be Pata. And the Pshat is, and you see in all the Akronim, you'll see, let's see, the sma loshenator, v'davke shesiye balachaves b'shvirasa. The balachaves contributed to the hezek. Shederek halichasa. While he was walking, he tia chavisa bekayir. Just like the kayir ran into the balachaves pushed his chavis into the kayir. And that what lechayir is the raya to the yisoy to the rama. We had last week the yad rama. The rama holds that even by shneim b'shus that we say that azikuzeh is chayiv, but if they're both bump into each other, even though it's a ziko, but they both contributed to the hezek, tavayo avdi maiso, that already is considered only husku, it's only considered a passive damage, because they both were involved, it wasn't that the mazik did the hezek alone, and that's husku and be potas. And this is mamish such an application, that even though it's really heziku zezeh, but because the balakovitz also contributed to the hezek, it's considered husku, and since lezeh vishus lalek, or lezeh vishus lalek, they both had vishus, so for husku you're going to be potas. But continues the Sma, which is really the Rishayim, Avalon Omer Balachavius. But if Balachavius was stationary when this happened, or Balakaira Bobi Karasa Vishavra, the Balakaira ran into the Balachavius, and the Balachavius didn't contribute to the Hezek, then the Chayiv, then the Balakaira would be Chayiv. Because this is Taka Heziku. This is different. If you run into that person, you're Heziku. Even Shneim Beshus, Heziku Zezeh is Chayiv. But if they're both walking, they're both meet by accident, so that's considered Husku and you'd be Potter. All right, that's Sif Aleph. Let's do Sif Beis. This is Sif Aleph was Shneim Beshus. They both walked into each other. It's Husku. Sif Beis. Hoya Bal Kaira Rishon. The Bal Kaira was first. He was walking ahead. Or Bal Chavis Achron, and the Bal Chavis was walking behind him. V'nishbura Chavis B'Kaira, and the Bal Chavis ran into the Bal Kaira, and his Chavis broke. He's going to be Pata. He'll be Pata. Why? Here too. The Bala Kaira had the right to walk. He was Rishos. And even if you're going to tell me the Bala Chavis also had the right to walk, let's say they're both Shneim Rishos, but this is considered Husku. The Bala Kaira wasn't Heziku the Bala Chavis. The Bala Kaira is walking the other direction. And the Bala Chavis ran into the Bala Kaira. So the whole Hezek came from the Bala Chavis. He sort of tripped over the Bala Kaira. He did the whole Hezek. It's considered Husku. You're going to be Potter.
What is he Kiddush to this? He just said that.
We're just bringing out cases. As we speak, you're going to see some Kiddushim. And if you want, I'll mention, just to tight qualify this, the Tayyus Chaim says, on the Gemara, the Tayyus Chaim says, that how did they meet? How did the Balakovis walk into the Balakoyre and damage his thing? So one chat could be simple. The Balakovis was a shtick of hell. The Balakovis went a little quick, and he ran into the Balakoyre. Okay, that's let's say, normal chat. The Tayyus Chaim says the case could be, even if, the next case, the Balakoyre was walking a little slower, and let's say the Balakovis was walking, going normally. Balakovis was going, let's say it's a road that everyone goes 40, he was also going 40. But the Balakoyre, who was in the front, he had a heavy load, he went a little bit slower, and still he's going to be potter. And he says the reason is because Shekalanoisei Masoi, anyone who's carrying a weight on his shoulders, he's schlepping this thing. Pa'amim, we know sometimes he can't keep up the speed steadily. Pa'amim ha'lech b'nachas. Sometimes he's going to have to slow down because it's difficult. He's schlepping this thing. Memela, that's also considered rishus. That means even though the cause of the accident was because the balakoyre went a little bit slower, still it's considered rishus because pa'amim, when a guy carries weight, he doesn't keep up the speed. And memela, that's enough of considered rishus that he should be potter because it's considered husko. That's what the Tayyus Chaim says. Let's apply today, if you would be driving on a highway and everyone goes somewhere between 50 and 75 or 60 and 75 and you have like a little nice old lady who's driving 40 and someone rear ends her, he's talking that the guy's going to be potter. And the reason is because if you're going slower than you're supposed to be going than the minig is in this highway, you're a danger here. You're really doing something shaloi b'shus. The only reason why you have the patur here but the balakoyre is because we know that when a guy is schlepping a weight, he's schlepping a koyre, sometimes he has to go slower. Don't tell me that the car, she's schlepping the car. She presses on the gas pedal and the car goes, doing just fine. So she has no reason why she's going slower than the thing. LMI, she's not capable of driving, so then she shouldn't be on the road. So I can't tell you punct 40, but if she's going 10 miles an hour, she's zikr there, shaloi b'shus. If she's going 20 miles an hour, she's also probably there, shaloi b'shus, unless she has her flashes on.
Yes,
sorry?
I
think even if you don't have it, I think it's understood that you have to keep up with the flow of traffic. If not, you're there shaloi b'shus. And if you're there shaloi b'shus and I ram chulila, someone rammed into her, you can't be mechayev that guy. You were there shaloi b'shus. What do you want me to do? I mean, I didn't realize you were going 20 miles an hour. What should I do?
In New Jersey, you're driving on Route 70 where you have 50 of these villages with older people. So then...
So maybe that's the minig is that they don't keep up with the speed. Okay. Let's say, but if you're going Garden State Parkway and there's someone going 30 miles an hour... So if you get takasi, so then you takastam, you have the raw. And the chnam, you have raw.
If you didn't see, you weren't looking.
I don't know, you saw, but you didn't realize, you didn't assess that she's going so abnormally slow. By the time you assessed that, it was too late. All right. Sorry? Yeah, we're going to see it. Let's see it. We're going to pull that out. It's a good point. I want to... Okay, so let's continue. No, come on. So the Balakoyre went normal speed, but the Balakoyre was going a little slower. But that's still considered normal. He's potter. The Omen Balakoyre, Lenua, he's resting. Because it's a bit heavy, decided to stop in the middle of the highway. He's taking a break. He's chayev. He's zikhadeh shaleh b'shus. You can't stop. You want to rest? Rest on the side, but don't rest in the middle of the rishus. Harabim, you can't rest in the middle of the road. So he's zikhadeh shaleh b'shus. He's going to be chayev because we have the klal. Echad b'shus v'echad shaleh b'shus. The shaleh b'shus is chayev even if it's huzak. So even though this was huzak, the chavis ran into him, still he's going to be chayev because he's shaleh b'shus. However, v'im hizil abala chavis, if he warned the bala chavis, v'amaloi, and he told him, amoid, I'm stopping here to rest. Stop, amoid, don't run into me, then he's going to be potter. He gave him ample warning, unless he has his hazard lights on, whatever it is. You mentioned in a previous share, Hatzolah, if they have the ambulance, have the lights on, the siren on, whatever. If he gives them a warning, so you shouldn't have gone into me. You went into me, then you can't be mechayev me. Vim omed l'sakin masai. However, if the balakoyre stopped, but not because he wanted to rest, but because he was losing his balance, he was losing the load, and he had to straighten out the load, he couldn't like move to the side. He has to stop right now to straighten out the load. Even if he didn't warn the guy behind him, Pato, he's pato. Why? Shetarid haya v'lo haya yachal azira. He's busy juggling this load and straightening out. He couldn't even have the time or the gadut or the focus to even warn the guy behind him, and he's pato. And the reason pashas is because this is considered bishus. When you're carrying a load and it's about to fall, or you have to straighten it out, you're going to have to straighten it out right then and there. That's considered normal and it's usual and it's acceptable. And so that's bishus. So if it's bishus, so shneim bishus, and it's huzak, you're going to be pato. Mekitzo, if it's name b'shus, huzak is pato. If it's echo b'shus, echo shloi b'shus, the shloi b'shus are going to be chayiv for huzak. That's what we see from this halacha. Now, let's try to understand this halacha a bit. And Baksham, I found tonight the Aruch Shulchan is bothered by it. Is I'm the balakavis. I see a balakair in front of me walking. I don't say whatever. There's a balakair in front of me walking. I know that there are balakairs in front walking. I know that it's a b'shus a rabbim. That happens. It's usual. So now, if that guy stopped b'shus, he stopped because he was trying to be Mesak and Masoi, he's going to be potter. If he stopped Shaloi b'shus because he was Omid Lofush, he's going to be Chayef. Right? Because he's there Shaloi b'shus. So the shail is, I have to entertain that there's a guy in front of me stopping to be Mesak and Masoi, which is b'shus. So I should be more careful. So why does the Machabe say that if he's Mesak, if he's Omad, Lofush, Lonuach, which is Shaloi b'shus, he's going to be Chayev? I should have been more careful because I should have entertained that this guy might have stopped for something which he had the right to stop. And since I had to entertain that he was stopping for b'shus, I should therefore pat him, be careful, and therefore he should be a part even if he stopped Shaloi b'shus. Now we keep on chasing this, you know, Shaila again and again. This Shaila was Machloikis, Meram Shev, and Yamshe Shloim. The Yamshe Shloim said, anytime this far is a good svara to pat him. And the Meram Shev said, who cares? The bottom line is, this guy was there, Shaloi b'shus, we're going to, that's it, he's Machoyev. I don't care, that guy should have entertained, the Nizik should entertain. The bottom line, the Mazik had no b'shus, the Mazik is going to be Chayev. And that's basically what the Aruch Shulchan says as well. He said, that's not a svara. The bottom line, if the Balak he is going to be chayiv on the second guy, even though the second guy, it was only huzak, doesn't make a difference. That guy should entertain him, doesn't make a difference. He's going to be chayiv because Lamaisi was there, shaloi b'shus. In other words, this halakha, which is really, and the Aruch Shulchan brings it out, but it's mefurish, m'nei b'en ha-mechaba, is another raya to the Meram Shef. We had a raya last week from the end of Shinayin Ches, we had from Sif Ches to Ram over there, that Yechayiv. Here too is another Raya, L'Chayel Etim Ram Shev, that the bottom line is, you just look, if you're there Shaloi B'Shus Yechayiv, if you're there B'Shus, you're going to be Pata.
Truth be told,
the Tais has Cheshbonis. The Etzim Shail of the Aruch HaShulchan really is a Tais in Baba Kama Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph, the top Tais is. And Grada, a lot of Achreinim bomb the Taisis, or Matmi on the Taisis, based on this type of a Surah of the Meram Shef and the Aruch HaShulchan. And also, Taisis itself could be the Taisis talking about a different life, and could be the Taisis talking about where they saw each other. It's really not for now. You have to have a Cheshon how Taisis learned the whole Sugya. But yes, but you saw the Shaila of Aruch HaShulchan, he talked to Nick and Shlodi, he has a whole different shot and whatever in the thing. But Lemaisa, Halacha Lemaisa, Pasha, the way it comes out from the Machaba and the Aruch HaShulchan brings it out as well, is that this is a raya, another raya to the Meram Shev, that the bottom line is Shaloi B'Shus is going to be Chayiv. Alright, let's move on to Siv Gimel. Hayu Balachovis Rishon, the inverted case. The Balachovis was in front now, or Balachaira Achon, and the Balachaira was in the back. Venish Barachovis Bekaira, and Vaita, the balakov, his barrel got damaged, but how? Because the kaira went into him. He's going to be chayev. Why is he going to be chayev? Because this is, even if it's named b'shus, it's hizik, like Moshe said. Yes, yeah, so even if it's named b'shus, but this is hizik, as I said. They didn't run into each other. The balakai, which is behind, rammed into the balakov, which is up front. So the balakov didn't contribute to the hizik, only the balakai did it, so it's considered hiziku. So even if it's named b'shus, hiziku is chayev. Vim Omad Balachovitz Lonuach, where the Balachovitz stopped to rest, he's going to be Pata. Why is he going to be Pata? Because you have no right to stop to rest. So you're there Shaloi B'Shus. And the halacha is, you have Echa B'Shus, Ve'Echa Shaloi B'Shus. Even if I damage you, doesn't make a difference. I'm Pata on the Shaloi B'Shus as Hezek. That's what it comes out of here. It means to stop, for the Balachovitz to stop in the Rishus Arabim is considered Shaloi B'Shus, and I would be Pata. However, if he warned him, he's going to be chayiv. Okay. Now, just to take a break out of this, we're stopping in the middle of the Sif Gimel, but just to hold on, we said before, just to hold cup, here we have a case that the Balachovis stopped, and we said to Balachovis, you stopped, you're Shaloi B'Shus, you have no right to stop, and therefore if you get genizik, don't cry. I have nothing to do with you, it's your fault, you're Shaloi B'Shus. In Sif Aleph, The Sma brought down halacha that when they met each other head on, it said that since they're head on, they both contributed to the hezek. That's why he's potter. However, zok the Sma im amud balachovis or balakayra baba karasav shayvra, he's going to be chayiv. Lachayra, that's for care from his sivgim. We say that the balachovis has no right to stop. He has no right to stand there, and he's considered shalei b'shos, and I'm potter on his hezek. And it's if aleph, it says that if we head on collision, that's when I'm potter. But if he stops and I ran into him and it's considered zigul, then I'm going to be chayiv. Why don't we say there too, the balachovis is there shalei b'shos, and if I should be potter from running into him, just like we say in Sif Gimel. So this kasha, really, the Rishonim is a kasha, Taisi is a kasha, all the Rishonim, and the Shita brings down from the Rivah, and the Orach HaShukam brings it down here, and he passes like that, is that it's Cholok Mamish, the Hevdal is great. The word is like this. Over here, the guy is in front of me. Had he done what he was supposed to be doing, walking, keep on walking, buddy, just keep on walking, I wouldn't have damaged him. He stopped, therefore he got hurt. His stopping, Shaloi Bishus, was the cause of the hezek. So I ran into him because he short-stopped. So therefore, he can't be mechayev me. Over there, the case is that we're going into each other. He's going north, and I'm going south. So we're really getting closer and closer to each other. So if we run into each other, we both contribute to the hezek. I'll be potter. If he stopped, and I caused the hezek, so I'm going to be chayev, because that was his ziku. What did he tell me? That he was there, shaloi b'shus, he shouldn't have stopped? Well, his shaloi b'shus of stopping had nothing to do with his hezek. If he would have been walking, we would have met by accident even 5 seconds earlier, because he's coming my way. So his stopping had nothing to do with hezek. So any time, let's say you now let us stop. So he's a shalei b'shus. But klapi, the hezek that happened, his stopping, that shalei b'shus, didn't play a role. That had nothing to do with his hezek. So memela, you can't include, you can't count his shalei b'shus. He's considered stama b'shus. So memela, it's hezek, I'm chayev. Over here, where his stopping was the cause of the hezek, helped the hezek, because he should have been continuing to walking. He was facing that way, all of a sudden he stopped. So then he stopped shalei b'shus. So therefore, I'm going to be potter. But Shenken over there, his shalei b'shus actually helped to sort of delay the hezek. Zikha didn't cause the hezek, so therefore, I can't use that shalei b'shus, and if I be chayev for his zikah. Alright, that's the Aruch HaShulchan. It's really the Shita B'Shem the Rivah. Now let's continue Siv Gimel. V'am Omed L'Sakin Masoi. However, if this person, this Balachovis, stopped, but for good reason, because he had to fix his barrel, then Chayiv Balakari, then the Balakari will be Chayiv. Why? Because he's there stopping B'Shos, and I ran into him, so even though it's Shneim B'Shos, but since I was Mazikim, so Shneim B'Shos, and I'm Mazikim, I'm going to be Chayiv. Afa pi shalei hizhiru balachavis, even though the balachavis didn't warn him, so what? He doesn't have to warn, like we said before, Mamad l'sakam asoi, you don't have to warn. V'chein zeba b'ner v'zeba p'shtanoi, you're walking with fire, and you're walking with pishtan, and you meet each other in the fire, the pishtan catches on fire and gets burned. The same halacha. This is the klal. Echa b'shus v'echa shalei b'shus, so shalei b'shus is chayiv, shneim b'shus is considered huzku potter, if it's a ziku, you're going to be chayiv. All of the above. Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. If it's head-on, so you have Aleph. If it's one behind each other, you have Beis. If it's all of the above. Now, let me just go back a drop. I'll go into the Shach, and then I'll go back. The Shach brings down over here, on this case, this in Siv Gimel, that Siv Kon Aleph of the Shach is really supposed to be in Siv Gimel, not in Siv Beis. It's a Toys at Fuz. And in Siv Gimel, when it says what we just did, V'amad L'Sakin Masoi, if the Balachovis was in front, and he stopped for good reason to fix his barrel, the Chaya Balakir, because he ran into him, so it's a Zikul Zezeh, Zok the Shach, V'yamshu Shleim V'Pasak Depoto. Yamshu Shleim says that in this case, that the Balakayra ran into the Balachovis, even though the Balachovis stopped to be Mesakin Masai, he's going to be potter. Ellen Cain, unless Yoda the Omed Lakasev, unless the person behind him, the Balakayra, saw him stop and knew that he was stopping to fix his barrel. If he didn't know that he was stopping to fix his barrel, then the Balakayra would be potter. That's what the Amshu Shleim holds. Which is not like the Stimus HaMechaba. The Stimus HaMechaba says, when Mamun Saka Masoi is Chayev, it doesn't say he had to know, he didn't have to know. In fact, the Shach, I don't know what he's saying. V'loni Hira. The Maishnam in Mashukasa B'Siv Beis. In Siv Beis, we have the same case inverted. The Balakari Rishon, the Balakari is first. V'omed Lakasev, and he stopped to fix his load. He's Potter. The Balakaira is going to be potter for stopping, because that's considered Rishos. He had the right to stop to fix his load, and he's considered Rishos. Even though there the Balakovis was behind, didn't know that the Balakari stopped to fix, still the Balakari, which is in front, is parted because he's there b'shus. So here, the inverted case should be the same thing. If the Balakovis is stopping to fix, and he has a right to stop to fix, he should be considered b'shus, and the Balakari continues and runs into the Balakovis, it's considered hezikul zezeh, and he should be chayef. Who cares? He didn't know that the Balakovis was stopping Lekosef and not. It's irrelevant. The var is, did he stop for good reason? He's bishos. So that's it. It's a ziku. He's chayiv. He's matni on the Yamshir Shlomo. If you look at the Chokhmet Shlomo, Chokhmet Shlomo is matni on the Shach. And he says, it's not pshat. Look at the Chokhmet Shlomo. He says, Vim omad lekosef, ayin bishach sivkot na'alef, vim omad lekosef. And he says, "Hasivkot nazeh nishum kam betoyis v'tzarkliyas b'sivgim." It's supposed to be on our sif that we're discussing now. Ach divrei hashach b'mashehik shal yam sheshleima tumuin. Doesn't make any sense. How could you tushtel the case where the balakayra was first and stopped for good reason to our case where the balachovis was first and he stopped for good reason? Debishleim b'sif beis shahaya balakayra rishin v'omad lakosayif. How are you going to be mechayiv him? Mishum deloyad balakovis shomad lakasev. How is that a reason to be mechayiv the balakayra because the balakovis didn't know that the balakayra was stopping for good reason? The machbat the balakayra shloyad the balakovis. Who cares what the balakovis didn't know? The bottom line is mekomakim who the balakayra who was first and stopped was loy pasha. Shrei hoya einis shorutz glamud lakasev. The thing was falling. He had to fix his load. He was an einis. He couldn't even be veloy shayatar veloy veloy shayatar velo mekshev pasheh akim pata. Since he was tarred, he didn't even have time to warn the guy. That's why he's potter. Avakan b'haya balachovis. Here, with the balachovis was reaching. The lechay balakayra. You're going to try to be mechay the balakayra was behind. Mitam d'haya pesheya. You want to be mechay because he was a pesheya. D'haya shahaya loy lamloid. Shape b'zeh yachal lifto esatzmi b'koyf de loyode she balachovis amad lakasev. He didn't know, and that's enough of a patur. V'sov v'sho amad lafesh. He thought that. And it's funny, he thought that he was aiming lofer, he thought he was doing some shalom b'shus. If he saw him doing some shalom b'shus, he shouldn't be doing that either. I don't know what he means, but all right. V'lo'ev'v'p'shei is not considered a p'shei, a kein pata, v'ena nidun d'im zel zekla. Doesn't understand the shach. And Sif...
One second, before we go on, I understand, what does he say he had to know that he's doing it for that?
The Yamshir Shlomo says, if I don't know that you're stopping, lakosev, then I'm not at fault. So
before the Yom Shoshom, when you said the first thing, you said he has to know that he stopped for that reason. What is the difference? If he knows what reason.
Right reason, L'chayah, it shouldn't be a difference. From the Chokhmah Shleima, you see that also, but I should have asked it right away in the Yamshah. In the Yamshah, you can get out of it. He just knows that he stopped L'chayah. It doesn't have to know why, but that was the case. He stopped L'chayah, and he knows that he stopped L'chayah. But basically, Chokhmah Shleima said it's Cholak, Sif Beis, and Sif Gimel. Sif Beis with the Baal HaKayah was first. The reason why he's potter, because since he was anoyness, he wasn't pasha, he was anoyness, he had to juggle his load, it was falling, so he's anoyness, so he's potter. Mashenka and Siv Gimel, who cares that the balachovitz, let's say he was stuck and he was juggling, he was anoyness, but to be mechayiv, the balachayiv was behind, why should he be mechayiv? He wasn't pasha either, he was walking bishos, so to be mechayiv him, you have to come on that he had to be known, yoda, that the guy stopped. That's how the Chokhmah Shleima is mechalek between the two. It means, be'etzem, the way I understand the Chokhmah Shleima is that he understood this halacha, the reason why Amad Lakasev is pato, Amad Lakasev plays a role, it changes the halacha, is not because Amad Lakasev is rishus. He learned that Amad Lakasev is taka still shaloi bishus. You had no right to do that. You shouldn't be stopping for any reason, Mishas Ram. But you're an anus. And your einus, your pata, odemud loylam, but we said that loylam also has a gvul. Odem, it means even for an einus ken aveda, but not einus ken gadeva, certainly not an einus gomo, you're going to be pata. So he learned that in Tiv Beis, they're trying to be mechayiv, the balakayra who's there first. Since he was an einus, he's going to be pata. In Tiv Gimel, with the balakhovis stopped, so who cares that the balakhovis was an einus, but he's still there, sholei b'shus, he has no right to stop. So if I'm the balakayra and I ram into him, I'm still going to be potter. Even though it's Ezekiel, I'm going to be potter, because that guy is there, sholei b'shus, he has no right to stop him for any reason, and mamela, I'm going to be potter, because echa b'shus v'echa sholei b'shus, if the b'shus even is Ezekiel, the sholei b'shus, he's going to be potter. Means the way I understand the Chokhmah Shleima, he understood that this whole halacha is only a vart, the vart of Amad Lakosev is only a vart of einus. It's not pshat that his guy is the Evershus. And to understand the Shach, I think the Shach is Poshit and Muvan Me'elov, is that the Shach understood that if a guy has to be Oymed Lakosev, that's considered Bashus. You have no right to stop on Bashus Arabim for no reason. For a good reason to be Lakosev, that's considered Bashus. And if you're Bashus, so we have the regular dynamics of Shneim Bashus, even if you're both Bashus. But since the Balakoyra rammed into the Balakovitz, so the halacha is, Ziku Zezeh by Shneim Bashus is going to be Chayef. So Zok the Shach, that this halacha is talking about in all cases. It doesn't make it whether the guy knew or didn't know. The bottom line is if the guy was Omed Lasak and Masoi and he was there Bashos, the Balakoyer runs into him, he's going to be Chayiv because it's Ezekiel Zazah. Chok Vashleima learned that the guy still Shulei Bashos and only to his oinus, so Mameli he needed Yodam. But the Stimus of Machab, like I said, is not like the Yamsha Shleima.
He's a heavy
load, he should be able to be, right? You can't tailgate, he's supposed to be able to make short stops. Right, that's also true. But, sorry? Okay, so the truck should also be more careful when he drives in the car. I don't know where you're headed with this. I'm saying, you have to, you know what you're driving, so you have to know that you'll be able to drive. If it's through wet roads, you have to even be more careful. There's a reshus for wet roads, you can't go 75 miles an hour, whatever it is. People go slow. But what I'm trying to bring out is the lechayid is that you said this is between the Yamsha Shleim and the Shach. The Yamsha Shleim learned that lakosev is not considered reshus, it's still shalei reshus, but you have a ptur of einis. So that only works in Siv Beis, where you're the mazik, you have the ptur. But we are the nizik, you're still the shalei reshus, so you can't be mechayiv, the guy behind you, the balkar behind you. And the Shach learned that if you're in the lakosev, you're already considered reshus. And just to carry the thought from an extra step, is that we just before brought a rai from Siv Beis. Again, a raya to the Maram Shef from the Aruch HaShulchan, again, is a raya that you see that when it's Huzak Zabezeh, the Bashus gets genizik by the Shaloi Bashus. The Shaloi Bashus is chayiv, even though the Shus should have entertained that the guy was there Bashus. But the Yamshe Shleimah's Havana, it might change. Because what was the raya? Let's go back to the raya. The raya in Siv Beis was, is that if I'm walking behind you, the Balakari was Rishon, and the Balakovitz was Akron, and I'm walking behind you, and you stopped short. So if you stopped short because you had a right to stop, if you stopped short because you were doing it Lakosev, if you're going to be pot, if you were doing it Lanuach, you're going to be Chayiv, you had no right. So he asked, why? By Lanuach is Chayiv, I, the Balakovitz, should always entertain that maybe the guy is stopping Lakosev. And since you see by Lakosev, the guy is pot, so even if he stops Lanuach, he should be pot. So I said, it's the Daraya to the Ram Shef. It could be Slishitase. The Yam Shleim doesn't have this raya. Because Be'etzem, even the guy who stops, Lakosev is Shalei Bashus. And the Balachavitz, who the guy behind him, never has to entertain that the guy in front of him is going to stop for any reason. That's Lohavale Lasuki Adaiti Klava Klau. And the reason why, when the Balakari stops Lakosev, he's going to be Potter, is not because he's Bershus. He's Takash Shaloi Bershus. But the reason why he's Potter, because he's an Oinus Mamish. He's an Oinus at Rachman Apache. That's it. You can't be a Machayev, the guy. So if he's an Oinus, it's Taka, a one in a million case. It's totally infrequent, something that I don't have to entertain. But the bottom line is, you're an Oinus, so you're Potter. So you can't tell me, well, since the Balakov should have entertained that, he should entertain even the guy stopping Lanuach to be more careful. No, he never had to entertain anything, because Oymed Lakosev is also Shalei Bashus. Oymed Lakosev is also not usual, and you don't have to worry about it. So the Balakov never had to entertain anything. And the bottom line is that the Balakari was there first. If he stopped Lanuach, he was there Shalei Bashus. So he's going to be Chayef. And the reason why, if he stops Lakosev, is he Pata, is not because then he's Bashus. And Havale Lasuke Adaiti, the other guy. No, the reason why he's Pata then is because he's an Oynus. So you get out of this raya, Bishleima, like the Shach's understanding, which is the steam of Samachab, and that's how we should go. That the reason why you're part is because you're there, Bershus. So in Echanami, it would be a fester raya in Sif Beis to the Ram Shef, not like the Yamsha Shleima. But the Yamsha Shleima himself might have gotten out of it. Yamsha Shleima himself learned that the Ptur is not because he's Bershus, but because he was anointed. It's a whole different word. All right, now once we're on this word of Yamsha Shleima, and touching on something that you had asked earlier, is that if we're dealing with the dynamics of Bashus and Shalei Bashus, Shneim Bashus, all that, then we also have to throw in one more variable. And that is that even by Echo Bashus, Ve'echo Shalei Bashus, we learned in Shinayin Chesif, Hey, Sif, sorry, Vav, the end of Sif Vav, that if the Bashus was Ra, the Shalei Bashus, then all of a sudden that changes the halacha, and for Huzak, he's now going to be Pata. And forget it, if I'm Mazik him, I'm going to be Chayiv. The dynamics of Echo Bashus, Ve'echo Shalei Bashus work well if there's no Ra. Once it's raw, it's all over. If I'm raw, if I saw you, then it's all over. So now let's go to our case. Let's go back to, let's say, Sif Beis. The case was Baal Kairi was Rishon, and Baal Chavis was Achron, and Baal Chavis was walking, and he bumped into the Baal Kairi. Now, halacha is that the guy's potter. But if Muhammad Baal Kairi, if the Baal Kairi is stopped, then Lanuch Mikayv Masai stopped Shalai Bishos, then he's going to be Chayiv. The Chayra, if the Baal Chavis who was behind him saw the guy in front of him, so he was raw. So if he was raw, why are we saying that this guy is chayiv? Because he was there shalai b'shos. He had no right to stop lofush. Now, Nech, he was there shalai b'shos, but the Baal HaKavis was behind him. Pashtus saw that there's somebody in the road in front of him. So if he saw, l'chay, that should be enough of a patur to pata the guy. Just like in Sivov of Shinayin Ches, we said if the Baal Abai saw the guy who was there shalai b'shos, we said that shalai b'shos is pata. So to hear, if I see you in front of me, you should also be pata. What's the chiluk? Why not?
Sure.
No, there wasn't any. Forget. They were talking about the case that it was Lanuch Mikayv Masoi and he's Chayiv because he shouldn't have stopped short. So I'm saying that if I was raw, if I saw him, I have to be more careful. Just like over there, the Baal Abayis has to be more careful and entertain that there was a guy there, Shalei B'Shos. So to here, he has to be more careful that there's a guy there in front of him. So I think the Parshat Pshat is that we were discussing before is what did I see? Of course I saw you in front of me, but you were moving. So of course. I saw you b'shus. I didn't see you shalai b'shus. The normal case was I saw you b'shus. So all of a sudden you made a sudden stop. Now you shalai b'shus. That I didn't see. I couldn't stop. That was all over. If it would be a case, Taka, that I saw you resting shalai b'shus, then echanami. If I saw you resting there, and echanami l'cha, you'll have the p'tur just like you have the p'tur over there in Shinayin Ches. Bishlam over the Baal Abayis case where I saw the shalai b'shus. He now be trespassing, and I'll be my rishos. So nechanami that I know that you're there is enough of a rod to be more careful. I shouldn't bump into you. I shouldn't be mazik you. I shouldn't be genizik. But here, the fact that I saw you in front of me means nothing. So I saw you. But I saw you there b'shus. I saw you also moving. To invoke that p'tur, I have to say that I see you stop, and that be a shalai b'shus. That I didn't see. So maybe I'll have the p'tur. And could be even in a case where I actually saw you. By that point, it might have been too late. But even in a case, you have to know also, Stamazayin Yisoy, we had before that Rol Zezev, Siv Zayin, the Dagum Revolve says it's a chilik. If I saw you and you didn't see me, if we both saw each other, then we're back to the regular Gedarim. Another Eitzah could be Stam, that we both saw each other. If we both saw each other, then we both have to be more careful. So it's not a Taina anymore. Basically, there's two truths in the Shail. Either we both saw each other. The whole kash could only be I saw you and you didn't see me, or the vod is that which I saw you, I only saw you there b'shus and I didn't see you there shalai b'shus. All right, let's move on to Siv Dalet. Harei shemile chotza chavera kada yain v'shemen. If someone filled my rishus with kada yain v'shemen, my whole courtyard, my whole front yard, my whole steps, driveway, he just filled with barrels. Afilu hichnas b'shus, even though I gave him permission to come in to store his barrels on my property. Since the Baal HaChatzah was never makabel to watch him, he's allowed to go in and out as he wishes, as he pleases. And whatever he damages, going out of his driveway, in, walking, no problem, he's potter. However, if he maliciously damaged the barrels, even if you brought in shalai b'shus, because we said before, if you did shalai b'shus, you don't have a right to be mazik in b'kavana. But in the ratio, the normal case, I didn't do b'kavana, I'm going in and out, whatever gets genizik, it's not my problem, it's no problem. Now, how do we understand this? Like this massive cotton dalit. This halach is a Rambam. Because of Amag Mishnah time, the koshu b'shus hamazik, since these barrels are on the shus hamazik, he didn't damage it k'dei laziko maliciously, ela k'dei lichnois v'latzeis, hu pata, he only did it to go in and out, he's going to be pata. Remember, we discussed a couple of weeks ago that the Rambam had a whole new gedorim. The Rambam holds by shneim b'shus, even shneim b'shus, the Rambam holds that iziko zeh is pata unless he mechaven lahazik. So Mevela, the Rambam's halach is very good here too. Here too, even though it's considered Shnei B'shus, you have a right to put your barrels there because I gave you permission. And I have a right to walk in and out of my property, so Shnei B'shus. Even then, his ego is going to be part unless I do it with Kavona. They don't understand the Rambam. Since that guy was there B'shus, how could that be that I could be potter by damaging it? If it's hichnas b'shus, it's shnei b'shus, it's hizikus zeh zeh, I damage your barrel, I should be chayiv. Unless it's talking about a new case, I never gave you permission to be mamalik kolachatzai. I gave you permission to store a couple of barrels, but I gave you permission that you should fill my entire property that I can't get in and out of my house? Ridiculous. Of course I didn't do that. So then, for that degree of miloy that you did, you're the shalai b'shus. So if you're the shalai b'shus, it's echad b'shus, echad shalai b'shus, echad shalai b'shus, I'd be potter on his ego. Means the Rambam Lishitas, they learned that you're Pata, even if you're there completely b'shus, because even shnei b'shus, his ego is pata, unless you do b'kavana. And the Torah learned, no, the Torah and the Rabbi learned, no, shnei b'shus, it's exas eschaif. So you have to be talking about with the Baal HaKadim, with the Yishalei b'shus, he had no right to fill the entire place. And the Goyin in Tzivkon Dalit, towards the end, points out, that v'nir l'shitasim of the Torah and the Rabbi, the way we go, if you go like these Rishonim, that shnei b'shus, you're going to be Chayef Ezeko, but it's Echa B'shus V'Echa Shalei B'shus, and that's why you're Pata, because you filled the Shalei B'shus. Gam Shalei B'shus, even if the Shalei B'shus, that's not enough. Dafka D'lo Yoda. It had to be that you didn't know. Because had you known, had I see that you filled my property with barrels, even though you're there Shalei B'shus, I'd be Chayef, because we said before in Shinayin Ches, Echa B'shus V'Echa Shalei B'shus, if the B'shus was Mazik, the Shalei B'shus, after he saw him, he's not going to be chayef. The whole theory is if he doesn't know, so it's Echa B'shus, I didn't have to entertain that that's what happens, al pata. But if I saw you there, if I'm yodah that you're there, then I'm going to be chayef. So the Goyin says, in Pshat and the Torah Nerayv, you're going to say over here that not only were you mamal l'chata shalei b'shus, but also I didn't see you mamal l'chata, I didn't know that the barrels were there. The Achuch Shulchan argues with the Goyin, and he says that that's not Pshat. If you come from the sugya, you see that the sugya learned that there's a concept over here called Ovid Inish Dino Lanafshe. If I was Mamali Bushos, I gave you permission, then I have no right to be Mazik. What din do I have on you? You did a Bushos with my permission. But once the Tun arrived, it said that you came to war, that you were Mamali the Chotze Shaloi Bushos. You had no right to do it. I only gave you a chance to be Mali some of the chutzpah, but not Mamish. Take it easy. You don't even let me live in my own house to walk in and out. That I never gave you permission. As Ovid in the Jinjal and Afshay, I have a right to do whatever I want walking in and out. I own the property. I don't have to stop short and not walk in my house to be locked out of my house because you decide to park your barrels in front of my door. That's ridiculous. So therefore, out of it, Inish Dinul Nafshei, I have the right to exercise whatever it takes, even to break your barrels, whatever it takes, to get it in and out of my house. And Tosis actually explains, even Vaita, I'm not even mechuyev to stack up the barrels. What? Am I damaging the barrels? Let me just pile them up and make myself a path. So Tosis, that's a tirch. I'm not mechuyev to do that. If it's easier for me to just go out, drive back up, reverse, right over your bikes that you filled my driveway with, I have a right to do that. If that's easier for me to do, and it's not too much of a tircha, bikes maybe to move a bike might not be such a tircha, but that it is a tircha involved, I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to move it over, and I could just do as I wish. So the Torah derived its case, as long as you were there, Shalei B'shus, being Mamale L'chotza, I would have the Torah here, as Ovid Inish Tinlin L'Nafshei. Now, L'chayro, correct, even B'makim D'Lekim say no. No, Tircha, the Mavu and the Gemara that could be Mishamet. If it would be an Oifen. You have to know how much Tircha. That's a budget. You have to know how much Tircha. The Taisa only says it's a Tircha to pile up barrels. Stam, a little Tircha, Stam, to, I don't know if that would be enough to give you this Ptor. We have to go in the sugya. I'll go through with you. You'll see. All right. Now, even in the Das HaRamam, let's just go back one step and we'll finish with this. But just understand the Ram. The Ram learned his pshat was, or seemingly learned, that we're talking about that the Bala Kadam was mamali the entire chatzah bishos. So Hagabas, we know that the Ram holds that shneim bishos, you're part of, even Hiziko Zeazef, you don't do a begavona. Means I didn't know I was damaging your barrel. Here, I knew I was damaging your barrel. I saw your barrel. I couldn't go over the barrel, so I wanted to go through your barrel. I wanted to leave my house. So yes, I didn't do it with malicious intent. I wasn't trying to get you. I was just trying to get in and out of my house. But this is also not considered kavona. That's a chid. It means if you learn like that, it means going back to Chinan Chet and the Ramam's halacha, even if I saw you, and I know I'm being mazik you, as long as I'm doing it for good reason, I'm not out of malicious intent, I'm going to be a potter. That's what it should seem to come out from here. The Daki Moshe says this far, but that's the two over here in the end of Shinayin Tes. He says this far that there's a chilik between what type of kavana. You can have a kavana knowing. So Kozman, you didn't know that the guy's there, even if Zikos is a year potter. But if you know the guy's there and you're damaging him, even though you're doing it for good reason, you don't have a p'tur. The whole p'tur you can only invoke is outside of the initial life, which you don't have here because you gave him rishus. So l'choy could be even the Rambam would have to zetzain the case was that you weren't mamali kolachotze b'shus. And the Orchot Shulchan says it, p'tratin the Rambam as well, that the Rambam has to say that this talking about where you didn't do it b'shus on the whole chotze for a different reason. He says, Agva, I give you rishus to bring your barrels into my property. And I gave you rishus to be mimali my whole chotza. You think that was the rishus means that I should step over him and damage him? You think that's what the Baal HaKadam wanted from you? Such a rishus that went, oh, sure, you can store your barrels in and I bring them in and you just break my barrels just because you don't care because you want to come in and out of your house. That's what was inherited in the rishus. He said, it doesn't make any sense. His lashon is, the nan sahadi she b'shus kazeh she yishabrim b'derech yiluchoy lo yo ba'al akadim misratza v'zechanat. So he says that even the Rambam was learning like the Torah and the Raiva, that's the case, as Tim is a Machaba, but even the Rambam was learning like that, that it's talking about where I gave you Rishus to Mimamale, but I didn't give you Rishus to Mimamale Kolachot. I mean, you could bring in Kadam, but not make it to the degree that I cannot walk in and out. Mamela, I have the right, that's all of it in Ishtin Lanafshay. Alright, Agutavach, next week is Chanukah Miyat Hashem, so the first Matzai Shabbos, means next Matzai Shabbos, we're off. But the following Matzai Shabbos, Belina will be back on. That's already not Chanukah, even though Shabbos is Chanukah. Matzai Shabbos is very not Chanukah. Miyat Hashem, there will be Shia. Agotavok.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.